You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Onondaga County's town supervisors and village mayors say the state DOT has not considered their input regarding the department's recommendation of a community grid to replace the I-81 viaduct through Syracuse. About 18 leaders gathered in Cicero Town Hall Tuesday, including Fayetteville Mayor Mark Olson. He's also president of the Mayor's Association of Onondaga County.
In the 15 villages that I represent, 8 of them are affected by this project. Can any one of you tell me how many mayors have been contacted by the DOT? The answer is zero. The DOT has not answered or asked any questions from any mayor or town supervisor that I know of. That is wrong.
Olson says they want to be part of a compromise, not ignored, since they represent 2/3 of the county's population. One of the few suburban leaders who has been in contact with the DOT is DeWitt Deputy Town Supervisor Carrie Mannion. He says they've been less than transparent at recent meetings and is asking for open forums where the public and town leaders can get some answers. Mannion disputes the DOT's long-held assertion that only 11% of I-81 traffic will be rerouted to I-481.
Many of the general public believe it to be true. Geez, it's only 11%. That's not that big a deal. We've been telling them for 7 to 8 years that it's going to be a lot more than 11-12% because their own numbers show there's going to be about a 50% increase in traffic on 481 heading north.
Cicero Town Supervisor Mark Vineski says it appears the state has not done its homework on many other fronts, including the tax implications for the town of Salina, which has 15 hotels, dozens of restaurants, and 9 gas stations to serve traffic from I-81 and the thruway. He says the DOT officials also have no answer for the tax implications for the city of Syracuse or the county if a community grid impacts Destiny USA's workers and visitors.
That tells me that this project, I don't care what we're being told, this project has not been vetted. They have no real idea where the numbers are coming from. I question the methodology. This is not a done deal.
Vineski says the DOT's draft environmental impact statement released this spring still hasn't been approved by the federal government. The DOT will hold its final neighborhood meeting next Thursday, July 25th, at Cicero North Syracuse High School. The leaders are asking for additional meetings. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.